Thank you for the opening thoughts and the singing, and it's been a blessing to be here with you all this morning. And I just want to bless the Lord, praise the Lord for His goodness and His faithfulness. Maybe we could just bow for a word of prayer yet before we begin. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are gathered together to seek You, to worship You, to lift up Your name, Lord. We pray that this would be an encouraging time, that You would encourage and lift up Your people today. Pray that You would feed Your sheep, Lord. I pray that You would prepare the next generation, Lord, to seek You. I pray that You would work in our hearts, that we could become more like You. Prepare, Lord, to be faithful unto the end, Lord. We pray all these things in Your precious name. Amen. Greet you all in the precious name of Jesus this morning. It's a blessing to be gathered here with you. I'd like to just share a little encouragement, if I could, maybe to the young people or the youth. Maybe we could turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Timothy 4, 12. We'll just take that verse there and look at that. But I would just like to be an encouragement in some way to you that we could be faithful to the end, and that we could be rise up and seek the Lord together. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." I'm just going to stop there. So it says, "Let no man despise thy youth." And I think that means that we live in a way that we can't be, that no one has any reason to despise us in our youth. And I think that means that we live in a godly way. And I like how it says, instead of that, "but be thou an example of the believers." That's a pretty high calling. But I'd like to just encourage each one of us young people to press on and to be an example to each other. As we continue on, it says, "in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Those are quite some words there, quite some things to be an example in: our words, our conversation, our in charity and spirit and faith and purity. Seem like that's our every part of our life, just to be an example in every way. Be one that builds up the believers. Our words can bring life or death. What do we enjoy talking about with our friends? Are we ready to leave behind the things of our childhood and to pursue godliness and holiness? Do the things of God interest us? Are we ready to become, to put away childish things? Maybe we could turn to Psalm 35:28. It says, "And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long." So what are our words? Are they speaking of God's righteousness all the day long? May we do that. Psalm 51:14-15. Might go through some scripture here. "Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise." Psalm 119, verse 172. My tongue shall speak of Thy word, for all Thy commandments are righteous. Proverbs 10:20-22. The tongue of the just is as choice silver, the heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. I guess our words are very important. And we can feed many, and we can sing aloud and speak of God's goodness. And I just want to be encouragement. It's nothing new for you, but maybe for us younger ones, that we could maybe grow in our ability to exhort each other, and maybe that we could grow in our understanding and our seeking after God, our going after Him, so that no one has any reason to despise us, to despise our youth. It seemed like we're commanded there to let no one despise your youth. And may God help us to do that. And then in our conversation, how is my daily walk with the Lord? Are we connected to the vine? Are we walking with Him closely? That's a good question for me. Philippians 1:27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. I think that's beautiful. May we be exhorted to do that. James 3:13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. In 1 Peter 1:15-18. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. And I might read verse 19 here yet too, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Some beautiful words there. Our conversation, how are we doing? How is our life? We're called to be holy. We're called to put aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. May we be encouraged to do that. Going on, there was in charity. Charity is the next one. Charity. 1 Corinthians 13 talks about charity there. We know that pretty well. But as we think of charity, that's a pretty important thing in our lives. Maybe I'll just start in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, to the end of the chapter there. It says, Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. That's a high calling. May God help us. rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. May God help us to learn to understand charity in a deeper way, that it could be in our lives in a greater way. In spirit, Ephesians 5:18. Ephesians 5:18 says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." So there we're commanded to be filled with the Spirit. That's a pretty important thing. That's a very, very important. May God help us to be filled with the Spirit. In faith, Ephesians 3:17, "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him." Ephesians 3:17. "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love." That word "by faith" stands out to me. It takes faith for that. Hebrews 11:6. "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." That word "diligently" stands out to me. May we take that home with us, that word "diligently seek Him." In purity, 1 Timothy 5:22. "Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of men's sins. Keep thyself pure." It's a very important thing in this day and age to keep ourselves pure. Whatever it takes to keep yourself pure. Maybe a close connection with your parents or the ministry in the church, or just to have an open heaven before you, an open mind, that your thoughts would be pure. May God help each one of us to do that. Hebrews 10:22. "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." So my heart is just to be an encouragement, especially to the youth today. And as I think of the next generation, as I think of I was watching the booth there at the street fair for a little bit there on Friday morning, and as I watched the people come through there, it seemed like just a lot of poor people. But they're very very needy. And I just had to think, you know, we're very blessed. But may we go out and be a minister to them too. I had to think about the song, Lord, Give Us Christian Homes. I'm sorry for my emotions here. Lord, give us Christian homes. May God help us to be strong in those ways. I'd like to read 1 Chronicles 28, verse 8 through 10. David's talking here to Solomon. 1 Chronicles 28, 8 through 10, it says, Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord, and in the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that ye may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. And thou, Solomon, my son, know that the God of thy father, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. May that encourage our hearts. I'd like to go through Proverbs and look at some of the my sons in there that stand out to me. If we could briefly here. I'll just start in chapter 1 of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. On to verse 15, it says, My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. On over to chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. On to verse 2. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. I'll just continue on here. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. May those words encourage us to seek the Lord. On to chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Verse 2 says, For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. On to verse 11. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. On to verse 21. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Chapter 4, verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Going on, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. In the midst of thine heart. Chapter 5, verse 1. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. Chapter 6, verse 1. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. When thou art come into the hand of thy friend, go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Just some words there to that have my son in them. Chapter 7, verse 1 says, my son, keep my commandments and lay up my commandments with thee. Those verses stand out to me very much. I have a few more verses I'd like to go through here, and then I'll take my seat. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. I appreciate the way that Paul talks to Timothy. 2 Timothy 1, 1 through 6. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my fathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee and being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of hands. Might go over to 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3 here. Start in verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me in Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Here's an encouragement for us. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. We have been taught so much compared to the world around us. We have so many blessings. Let's continue in those. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I'd like to read 1 Timothy 6, 11 through 14 yet, in closing here. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience and meekness. Patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. I just encourage you all to keep the faith, and that it can be passed on to the next generation. May the next generation seek the Lord with all their hearts. Thank you for listening.